I like this one, number five, priority of contentment. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage will be satisfied with her position, her possessions, and her tasks in life. She'll be content. You know how many men are working their hands to the bone and their lives to the frazzle because their wife isn't content just where they are? You know, their best friend that they went to high school with, they move to a new development, and so they feel like they need to move there too. And what we find is this, remember, realtors will tell you, women buy homes and men buy cars, right? The primary mover and shaker in most home moves are the women. You know, they, honey, we don't have enough room, or it's not quite nice enough, or whatever, you know. Be careful about having a priority of contentment. Here's what the Bible says. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, even about your house, but in everything, prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, not your husband. I might add. And Hebrews 13:5, remember, the Lord says that we should be content with what we have because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We live in a discontented society. In fact, someone asked me very, very sweetly, they says, when will you be done with your series on prayer? And I said, well, I have a big hurdle ahead. The next point is pray that your children learn to be content. Children can't learn to be content living in homes of parents who are discontent. Discontent with their job, their life, their house, their income level, their status, their education, whatever. Now, there's a difference between having motivation and discontent. Discontent gnaws at us. Motivation, I said last night about Paul, he exhorted and encouraged. Remember, exhortation is that you motivate someone. Encouragement is you help them when they fail, and then you challenge them, you know, to get going. But there's a difference between being motivated and being discontent, and we'll get into that soon as we pray about that for our children. Number six, a priority of patience. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage should be long-suffering and forgiving and forbearing. Colossians 3 is a text I love there, verses 12 to 14. As the elect of God put on as a garment, tender mercies, kindness, humility, and meekness. Number seven is Philippians 2, 3, and 4, a priority of caring. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage will be interested in the problems and concerns of her husband. It won't always be, you know, here's all the trouble I'm having with the kids, and here's all the trouble I'm having, you know, with, you know, whatever. She will equally be concerned about his life. Do you know why there are so many men abandoning their homes? Because, and I'm not talking about in our church, and I'm not talking about among us, I'm talking about in America. It's because the women at the office show genuine concern, they think, that they don't get a home. Most of the times, it's not a physical thing. It's an emotional thing. That person listens to them. That person is interested in their life. And a lot of times, their wife at home is so burdened with what she's doing, she isn't. And you know what? That's something we have to be careful about, because you all are not working moms in the secular sense. You are overworking moms because you have taken upon yourself not only to maintain a home, but you are maintaining the education of those children, which is a massive task and a draining one. And you have to remember that your primary ministry in life is not education of somebody else's children or your own. It's your marriage. And if there is an emotional starvation that you have given everything all day long, that there is no concern, care, compassion, interest, desire to know all about what's going on in his life, then there's danger there, a priority of caring.